The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, I know I'm lucky to have traveled to Africa over a dozen times since 1983, but having just returned, I now know just how lucky I've been in the past. Because in all my previous trips combined, I have never been so bothered by tsetse flies. Yow! Those bad boys bite. I mean, they have a proboscis that bites through clothes. They bite through socks. Heck, one bit me through my shoe, and I'm not kidding. And yes, being the ultimate biting machine, unlike many parasites, both the males and females bite. And they're tough to kill, too. When you swat one, it's mind-boggling when they tolerate the blow and just fly off when you lift your hand. So you very quickly learn the tsetse swat technique of swat and then push your hand sideways. Swat and push. That rolls them and crushes them. Tsetse flies do serve an important role. For one, they are so difficult to live with that they've long protected vast areas of Africa from human development. And of course, parasites are a major driver of evolution. Much of the genetic mutation and change that occurs in nature is a result of organisms staying one step ahead of disease.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a daily glimpse into the natural world and is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio in association with the Cincinnati Zoo.